1.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Hollywood, California. I hope you all enjoy today's tour of the Houses of the Stars. Here we go. Now remember, you can buy photos of all the stars' houses when the tour is over, so please don't take any pictures during the tour, okay? Up on the left is the gorgeous mansion where Marilyn Monroe lived. After she got married, she left this house and moved to New York to live with her husband, a famous American baseball player named Joe DiMaggio. Now, just around the corner, you'll see a bright yellow house. Can you see it? Up on the hill? This is where James Dean lived. Finally, do you see that big iron gate on the right? Well, this is the entrance to Arnold Schwarzenegger's house. Unfortunately, you can't see the house from here, and we're not allowed to go inside the gate.
2.
We're starting our tour by going up the tallest building in New York City, the Empire State Building. You can see the whole city from the top of this building. While you're up there, don't forget to look at the Statue of Liberty through the telescope, since we don't visit it on this tour. Next, we'll take the bus uptown to beautiful Central Park. I know the bus doesn't sound very glamorous, but I promise you, it's just as fast as taking a taxi. When we get to Central Park, we'll visit the petting zoo and have a picnic lunch. Finally, we'll walk to another famous place, Rockefeller Center. In the winter, people go there to ice skate on the famous outdoor rink. Of course, there won't be any ice on a hot summer day like today, but there's a very nice photograph of the rink for sale at the gift shop.
3.
Welcome to Kathmandu, Nepal. As you all know, the country of Nepal has some really tall mountains, including the world's tallest mountain, Mount Everest. But here in the capital city, Kathmandu, the mountains are almost always covered by clouds. So I'm afraid we probably won't be seeing Mount Everest today. However, we are going to visit an exciting market in the center of town where you can buy all kinds of souvenirs, including beautiful wool sweaters at really great prices. As we go through the market, though, please don't eat any of the food offered to you on the street. It looks delicious, but it might not be healthy. After visiting the market, we'll take a taxi to Pasupati Temple. This is one of the most important temples for the people of India and Nepal. Unfortunately, because we do not belong to their religion, we won't be able to go inside the temple. We can still look and touch the beautiful statues outside it, though.
4.
Welcome to Buenos Aires, Argentina. This morning, I'm going to introduce to you many of Buenos Aires' famous sites. And after our tour, you'll be free to explore the city on your own. First, we're going to visit the parks and gardens of the Recoleta neighborhood. Here, we will get off the bus and walk around to enjoy this beautiful area close up. We will also stop at the Recoleta Cemetery, where many of Argentina's famous people are buried. We'll visit the grave of Eva Perón, Argentina's first lady from 1946 to 1952. Feel free to take photos of the famous graves. Next, we'll make a stop at the Latin American Art Museum in the Palermo neighborhood. Here, you will see many excellent examples of Latin American art from the 19th and 20th centuries. We won't have time to visit the museum gift shop, though, but we will be visiting an open-air market, where you'll be able to find many locally made items.